Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all having an excellent week so far. Before I say anything else, I do apologize if you hear a lot of wind noise. It's very windy out here right now. I'm sitting on my parents' front porch at the moment, and unfortunately, I no longer have the windscreens for my little Apex stereo mic, because they blew away on me. They didn't attach properly, or I couldn't get them to fit properly. Anyway, so one day while I was recording on a particularly windy day, they actually blew right off the mic and vanished into the ether. I'm actually thinking of getting another mic, because this one has a nick in the plastic on the right-hand side. And I think it's interfering with how well the mic records in that channel. So perhaps I shall invest in another one at some point. I don't know if I'll get another Apex, or what I'd love to do is get binaural mics, but I don't know if they would work with this Olympus. I have an older model, for which I'm very grateful, believe me. A friend of mine gave it to me, actually, very kindly. So, yeah, I don't know what mics would work with it and which ones wouldn't. Actually, what I'd love to do at some point is get myself either an Olympus LS14 or... Oh, good heavens. What's the model, the other model? DM something. 640? Is that what it is? Anyhow, one of those two. I think the LS14 is better, but it's also more expensive. And, alas, my budget probably does not call for either of them, simply because I am trying to save up for an iPhone. But, anyway, yes, it's rather windy out here at the moment, and also quite cloudy. We had one heck of a storm last night. It lasted for hours. And it kept me awake, unfortunately, so I am rather tired as a consequence. But I managed to capture some of it on the Olympus. What I did was I opened the bedroom window a tad, and I put the recorder in the window, and I'm hoping it was able to pick up some of the sounds of the thunder. I actually haven't yet listened to the recording with a headset, which I would like to do, and see how decent it sounds, and if it sounds all right, then I will post it up on Audioboo. Well, my mother saw the neatest thing this morning, and it was one of those things that really made me wish I could see, because I'd love to be able to experience it. At my parents' farm, in the kitchen, there are great big windows over the sink that look out on the back field near the barn. And so when Mum was getting breakfast this morning, she saw, right beside the barn, a whole group of wild turkeys out walking together. There were, I think, 3 turkey mums, and then about 12 babies all waddling together for a morning constitutional. That must have been so cool. Bummy the cat, who is now unfortunately deceased, used to chase them a lot so he'd scare them off. And now that he's no longer around, they've gotten a lot braver and they'll come much closer to the house than they ever did before. So that is just so amazing. I wish Mum could have taken a picture of it, but I think if she had gotten close enough to do that, she would have scared them away. We also apparently have baby hummingbirds. Dad had the binoculars out last night and was looking around because he thought he saw some, and it looks like he was right. So that is really awesome as well. Yesterday, we had something for supper that I very seldom get to eat. We had barbecued hot dogs and corn on the cob. Yum in a bun. So I was the one that husked the corn. And while I was doing it, I thought it was really strange that Bummy wasn't around, because whenever I used to husk corn here and Bummy was around, he would come and try to eat the corn right off the cob. He was a strange cat. He liked sweet things. He liked bananas and corn, and I think he would have even eaten broccoli. He was a weird one. Actually, speaking of Bummy, my dad showed me his grave yesterday, and there's a cross marking it that my dad made himself. It's really nice, actually. And the cross has Bummy's name on it and his date of birth and date of death. So that was very special. Well, I think today I have a lot of work to do for the search committee. I don't really want to. It's a lot of editing and looking at documents. And it's something I'm not really looking forward to, but I did agree to serve on the committee, and I certainly intend to pull my weight and do my fair share. So there's that, and then I have some housework to do for my mom. I've already done some of it, but there's a bit more to do. And then this evening, we are going out to some sort of pub that my parents really like for chicken wings. So that'll be fun, and then I think we're going to do some shopping afterward. Well, folks, I have probably rambled enough for now, so I will stop waffling here, and I will yak at you all another time. By the way, I just wanted to say quickly that I am really enjoying everyone's audio booze so much. It's actually made me sort of feel more connected to people, even though I don't really know some of you. So thank you for all your really interesting and engaging material that you've posted. I have found a few people through friends, so I decided to follow them, and some people have not reciprocated, which is not a problem. My booze might not be of interest to everybody, so I certainly have no objection. but yeah, I have been introduced to some really amazing people online, and all my followers seem to be really great. So far, anyway. So I just wanted to let you all know that I'm very appreciative. And please keep your booze coming. They are fabulous. Alrighty. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.